Let's start again from Sadek Aleph from the base at the bottom. Mosiv Rabbeboy Barabaya. Hagonev Kis B'Shabbos. Person who steals a wallet on Shabbos, takes it out of somebody's house, and carries it into Rishus HaRabim. So Chayiv. Shekvar Nischayiv B'Gneiv HaKodem Shiovah D'Yisra Shabbos. As soon as he picks it up in the house, he's Chayiv as a Ganav. He's Chayiv to pay, or to return the wallet intact. He's what's it called? Mat chayiv on Shabbos till he carries it out to Rishus HaRabim. So the chiyuv of Mammon and the chiyuv of Shabbos don't come at the same time. There's no kim levi d'rab mine. Hoye megar v'yotze potter. Shar yisru geneva v'yisru Shabbos boin keachot. But if he dragged the wallet out, then he's chayiv on Shabbos at the same moment that he's chayiv on the geneva. He's only chayiv on the geneva also when he's moshech it into his rishus. So when he takes it out of the rishus of the owner and he brings it outside, we'll see in 1 second where to outside. So he's what's it called? He's chayiv both on Shabbos and on the geneva at the same moment. And kim leiv d'rabbani, whenever you do something that's chayiv misa, the same time you do something, you're chayiv mamon and you potter on the mamon. And Rashi explains, we learned this earlier yesterday. We're not going to go through the Rashi's again. That you were motzi it to tzidei rishus harabim, which has a din of rishus harabim for Shabbos. But as a din of rishus, whoever's there, he's considered his rishus l'gabi kinyanim. So at the same moment you're calling it, you're over on the Yisra Shabbos. Zemara says the isol kadaitich agad klish me agad kodim le Yisra gneiv le Yisra Shabbos. L'chol if you hold agad klish me agad, then you're not chayiv even on some of the loose coins in the what's it called in the wallet until you take the whole wallet out. Because there's a lot of coins in the wallet, but the wallet is all considered now one thing. And the coins aren't considered separate things. So you're not chayiv on Shabbos till you remove the whole wallet from the house. Masha ein kein, for kinyonim, there's no halacha of eged kli. There, as soon as the coins are accessible, and then you're shush, each coin that you can get to, you're ready kona. So some of the chiyuv of geneva should be chal before the chiyuv of Shabbos. You should have to pay some of it, because you were chayiv on the geneva before Shabbos, at least on some of the coins. Zemara says, you're right. If you would have taken the wallet out with the opening of the wallet facing you, then as soon as some of the coins came out of the house and they're accessible to you, you're koneh them. And you haven't been chayiv on Shabbos yet till you take the entire wallet out, if you hold the agad kli shmei agad. It's talking over here where you took it backwards. So the coins weren't accessible till you took the whole wallet out. Memela, the chiyuv of Shabbos and the chiyuv of Geneva come at the exact same time, and therefore you potter on the Geneva. Mar says, "V'ha'ika makom chelma," right? The place where it's stitched, even if it's backwards, right? You have a purse, right? So it was stitched, and Tosus explains that the stitching wasn't very tight, so it was easy to open up, because if it's talking about tight stitching and it's talking about tearing it, then you could tear it anywhere, even if we're not stitching, tear on the side too. So what it means is it was easy to open up the stitching. So therefore, diboy matkele. So here also, the chori should be chayiv on the geneva before you took the entire wallet out. As soon as you took the back out, where the stitching was, where you could open it and the coins were accessible, you should be chayiv on those coins that are already outside. Mashenkin legabi Shabbos, if you hold agad klish me agad, then you're not chayiv on the wallet until you take the whole wallet out. Must be that agad kli is not called agad. Where it says benascha. No, it's talking not where they're separate coins. Talking where in the wallet there's a bar of silver. So the maisa, what's it called? You're not going to be chayiv on the geneva either until you take the whole bar of silver out. It's not accessible until you get the whole thing out. And so it says the kiva the ika shansin mapik le'ad pume the shori the shakel, right? The shansin agida migavoy. L'chora there's purse strings. So the purse strings are still inside, and therefore on Shabbos you're not going to be chayiv until you take all the strings out. That's considered the whole wallet. And for Geneva, as soon as you get the mouth of the wallet out, right, where the entire, the bar of silver is exposed, you're going to be chayiv for Geneva. So still, with the whole agad klish me agad, the chiyuv of Geneva comes before the chiyuv of Shabbos, even if you're talking about a bar of silver. Well, it says the lekeshansin. This purse doesn't have strings. Doesn't have any strings that are inside. So the same time that you have the bar of silver accessible is the exact same time you chayiv on Shabbos. V'boy yisayim ad islay, u'mecharchi iloy, or they has purse strings, and they're wound around the wallet. So they don't extend past the wallet, and therefore they don't make it that you're not chayiv on Shabbos until the purse strings come out, because the purse strings are wound around the wallet. Okay. Rashi, matka, korea, you can tear the seam and take out the money. Benaska, shem chatichos aruchos, bars of silver. The chosman, shem iktsos, and bithnin, lo kone. As long as some of them are still inside, you're not kone the silver either. Uparchina, vikivendika shansin, ritsuo, shikorin, ashtulitz, the purse strings, matiklad, pumei, vishakal. You can access the bars of silver. Right, from the time that the mouth of the wallet came out. And even though the purse strings are still inside, like even the Mosri Mashkalinu, Koni, you Kona that. Well, then Shabbos L'machayev had the Matik L'Lashansin. Right, but on Shabbos L'machayev till the purse strings are also into the Rishus Haravin. Tal Yadahu Oged L'Rishus HaYochid, Shar L'Yotsu. Because they're still connected to Rishus HaYochid, because part of the purse is still in Rishus HaYochid. U'mekarchi Olayu Shein Yochal Otsio B'Lashansin. Right? It's what's it called? So there, it's talking where the purse strings are wrapped around the wallet. It's impossible, right, to take the wallet out without taking the purse strings out at the same exact time. They're not more than the wallet. So it's the moment the wallet comes out, the mouth of the wallet, the purse, is the exact same moment that what's it called that the bar of silver comes out. So the Geneva and the Shabbos come at the same time. Okay, the Chen Omer Rava. Rava said the same thing. Lo shanu ela b'kupa malei kishuin u'dluyim. Ava malei chardel chayev. Rava said the same thing as Chizkia. The same thing as Chizkia. That agad kli is not agad. And if you have separate things inside the kli, you chayev on the separate things, even if the whole kli hasn't been taken out. You look at each thing separately. On the tesover, agad kli, lo shmei agad. So Rava holds, agad kli is not agad. You don't look at the kli as one thing. You look at each thing in the kli separately, and if you took out a whole thing inside the kli, you're chay. Abaya omra afilu mlei achardul potter. On the tesover, agad kli, shmei agad. Abaya holds, like Rabbi Yochanan, that agad kli is yes agad, and everything in the kli is considered one thing because the kli makes it one, and you're not chayiv until you take the whole kli out. Come Abaya b'shitza the Rava, come Rava b'shitza Abaya. And then they changed their minds. And Abaya changed his mind and said what Rava said, that Agad Kli is lo Shmei Agad. And Rava changed his mind and said what Abaya said, that Agad Kli is Shmei Agad. And Varami d'Abaya d'Abaya, Varami d'Rava d'Rava. And now after they changed their mind, we're going to bring a contradiction on both of them from a memra that we know was said after they changed their mind. Otherwise, maybe it's what they said before. What's it called? We know for sure, Tosa says, the Gemara knew that this was said after they changed their minds. Deitmar hamotzi peiros l'rishus harabim. Right? A person takes out peiros into rishus harabim. Abaya omar biyad chayef. He took it out in his hand, he's chayef. Bekli potter. If he took it out in the kli, he's potter. The Rava omar biyad potter bekli chayef. And Rava said, if you take it out in your hand, you're potter. But if you took it out in a kli, you're chayiv. Okay, so what's the case over here? You had Peiris, Rashi. Kama baya b'shitzei, shneim chazu b'divrei v'chilichlipu. They switched dais. They changed their mind, both of them, and each one held what the other one held to begin with. B'yad chayiv, mishi yotzu ha-peiris, afo pi shigufo b'shus ha-yochid, v'lo amrin agad gufo shmei agad, b'kli palter, kos man sheish mikzus ha-kli b'veso. What you had is like this. You had a bunch of mustard, okay, mustard seeds. So you have it in your hand. You stood in Rishus HaYochid, and you pushed your hand out into Rishus HaRab. Okay, so the one who holds biyad is chayev. You're chayev because now you were motzi into Rishus HaRab. And when we don't say your hand is considered connected to your body, and therefore the thing is not in Rishus HaRab. You look at the hand as a separate thing, and it's considered in Rishus HaRab. Machlokus, whether what's it called, that's dafka when it's less than three tvachim from the ground, then we say that it's, or it's even higher than three tvachim. But in any case, for sure, the one who holds your chayiv is if it's less than three tvachim from the ground, then it's considered like it's in Rishus HaRabim, even though you're still in Rishus HaYochid. Okay. But if you had a kli full of mustard seed, and part of the kli is still inside, right? Even though a good portion of the mustard seed is outside, and the kli makes it all one thing, and you're not chayav because part of the kli is still. Agad kli is shmei agad. Agad yav is not shmei agad, but agad kli is considered agad. That's what's called the one sheet. The other one is just the opposite. Agad kli is not agad, and therefore, if you take it in the kli and push it out, right? You're chayiv because part of it's outside. But if you just put your hand outside and your body didn't go outside, your hand is considered nigra after your body, and therefore it's not considered like the hand is outside, because the hand goes after the body, and the body is still inside the Rishus HaYochid. You didn't actually take the thing completely into Rishus HaRabim, because where it is connected to Rishus HaYochid. Okay, so it comes out that what's it called, that Abaya held that what's it called? Abaya held that kli is potter because agad kli shmei agad, and Rava hold the kli yurchaya because agad kli is lo shmei agad, and we just said that they sold the opposite. Gemara says epa, change it around. Say that Abaya said what Rava said, and Rava said what Abaya said. No problem. Gemara says biyad chayiv. How could you be a biyad yurchaya? Vosnan poshet bal Abaya says yodo lechutz v'notel ani mitocha o shenasa mitocha v'hichnish shneim pturim. Right. The Chara, what's it called? We have our Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the Masechta, right, where the Oni, the Balabayas, put his hand from the house into Rishus HaRabim, but he didn't put it down, and the Oni took it from him. The Chara, if you're Chayiv for putting your hand out into Rishus HaRabim, right, then the Balabayas should be Chayiv. Right? If you don't say Agad Yad Shmei Agad. So why are they both Potter? The Balabai should be chayiv. In the other case, where the Ani put his hand in with the basket, and the Balabayas took the basket from him, he should be chayiv, because he put his hand into another Rishus. Where it says, Hasam l'malam gimel, that's where it's higher than three tefachim. Higher than three tefachim ain't a chinami, right? It's not considered like a hanocha. Your hand is just standing in the air, that's not called a hanocha. Hashenkin l'matam gimel is a hanocha, and we don't say the hand was considered connected to the body, and the body is in the Rishus HaYochid. Look at the hand as a separate thing, and therefore Yochayiv. What's it called, according to the one who holds it, Yochayiv, holds Yochayiv, what's it called if it's less than three tefachim? Because then it's considered munach, but higher than three tefachim is not considered like it's on it, it's just this thing in the air. Rashi, Hasam l'malam gimel, the taima, biyad potter, yeah. Bichli potter calls manshesh mixes akli beveso biad potter agad gufo shmei agad the yado basar gufo grira, right? Your hand goes after your body. If your body is still in Rishus HaYochid, it's not like your hand is totally in Rishus HaRabim. Bichli chayev the kasha tervayu lama shichli pushitas, and after they change their mind, this is just the opposite of what they say. Hasam lamalam gimel time mishum below noch below mishum agad gufo. The reason why lamalam gimel tvachim it's not considered chayev is not because your hand is considered connected to your body, because then even less than three tefachim would be the same thing. It's because it's not considered a hanocha. You didn't put it down anywhere. Right? But here it's lamata migimel. Anything less than three tefachim is like tamash on the ground. There it's already considered a hanocha. Okay. Hamotzi bein biyamino bein bismolo. Person carries whether with his right hand or his left hand. Besocheko. Right, Rashi learns, what's a cheko, Tosis brings down, is what's it called, is your armpit. No, what's it called? Yeah. Is this where it is? Cheko is your lap, but it's, okay. Oh, al ksefov, or on your shoulder. You're also not, it's later on. Okay. Cheko is in your lap. Oh, al ksefov, or on your shoulder, chayev. Shekain masa b'nei kahas, because that's the way that on your shoulder, that's how they carried the aron and the other kelim. They carried on their shoulders, so that's called kedera. All of these things are the normal way of carrying.
What does it mean on the left with the right hand or the left hand?
What?
What does it mean on the left with the right or the left?
No, not with your right. Either your right hand carrying something in your hand in your right hand, or in your left hand, or in your lap, or on your shoulder. Right? You can ask me the same question. How can you be in right hand or left hand if it's on your shoulder?
Right. No, but it has O. It says O.
No, it's all O.
Okay.
Bain b'yamino, bain b'smolo, b'sel cheko, akseva, it's all oath. Kila achar yado, but if you do it backhanded, baraglo, or you carry in your foot, the fever in your mouth, u'b'marpeko, well, here's the machlokas, marpeko, Rashi learns is in your armpit, and Tosus learns in your elbow. Put your elbow and you pull something in your elbow, Rashi holds you, hold it under your arm. Ba'ozno, in your ear, u'b'sairo, in your hair, u'b'pundoso, u'pio lamata, your money, belt, but you're wearing it upside down, where the opening is down. Upiva mata, bein pundoso lechaluko, between your money belt and your clothing. Bisfas chaluko, in your the hem of your beged. Bimenalo, in your shoe. The sandolo, in your sandal. Potter. Shalohotzi kederach, with all of that shalokederach. And Shabbos, you're not chayiv shalokederach, either because it's not maleches masheves, or because all the Yisurim of the Torah were said the normal way, and if you do it an abnormal way, that's not what the Torah was talking about. Rashi, Shikain Masa B'nei Kahas, Bakosef Yisoh, they carry on their shoulder. The Aminu small, the Cheik, Orechara. You don't need a raya to left, right, and in your lap, or on your chest, because that's the normal way to carry things. V'shem Rabbeinu Yitzel Bar Yehuda Matzasi, Sh'omer B'shem Rav Hai, Sh'mefurish B'hashas Yerushalmi, Nushalmi, it says that we have a raya for this also, that carrying in all these places is chayav. Upekudos Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, what did Elazar carry? By pashtus, it means that Elazar was responsible for having these things carried, not that he carried all of them himself. But the Ushami says, it's mashma, that he could have carried them all himself, right? And that's the way that it was normal to carry in the Mishkan. Right, Shemen Hamor, Uktoris Asamin, Umincha Satomid, V'Shemen HaMishcha. So how did he carry all these things? Shemen echod b'yamin v'shemen echod b'smol. He carried one thing of shemen, right? The shemen of what's it called hamor in the right hand, the shemen hamishcha in the left hand. Haktoris b'cheiko, the ktoris he carried in his lap. The chavit and b'kosif, and the other one he carried on his shoulder, right? So we see that what's it called that in all these places that's the derech. L'chor, what do you need a pasuk for? If it's a derech, it's a derech. But we learned already that hotzah is a derech melecha malacha garua. And therefore, if you don't have a pasuk specifically to tell you that Hotzah is chayiv, it could be that we don't learn everything of Hotzah from the Mishkan just because they did it in the Mishkan. You need a raya that, from a pasuk, that's also chayiv. Marfeiko ashla, your armpit. Pundoso ezer chol, your money belt. Upia lamata ein derech Hotzah bekach. You don't usually carry things in your money belt when it's upside down. If the money belt is faced the right way, then it's the derech otzah. Sfas chaluko sofa tatona, on the hem. Also, you don't carry things in the hem of your beged. Okay, right and left, what's it called? The Chayodim says that every malacha of Shabbos, except for ksiva, writing is the only thing that a righty doesn't do left and a lefty doesn't do right. But all other malachas you can do equally with your right and left hand. That's what the Chayodim says. There's a shayla about mochek. Since kosev is only with your right hand, could be mochek is also only. It's also shita like that. It's machlokas de Eliyahu, who says mochek also has to be with the right hand to be chayiv. And the Abinezer argues on that. The Maisa, others hold that it depends on the malacha. Some malachas a righty does with his left hand too, right? Like carry. But some malachas a righty only does with his right hand, right? Lavdavka, what's it called? Writing. Anything like writing. The Chayodim seems to say writing is the exception to the rule. Okay. Omer Velozer, Hamotzi Mosri Lamala Measora Tvachim, Chayim. Shekein Masa B'nei Kahas. We know that, what's it called? First of all, Motzi B'thiv, Tosa says that in Croesus it says if you carry something in your mouth, you chayim. Here it says in your mouth is Shalokadera. So Tosa says, it's talking about food. Food is the derech to carry in your mouth. So if you walk out with food in your mouth, that's a derech. There's a machlokis, though, what that means. Some say that it means only when you're eating. Right? Eating food is a derech to carry in your mouth. But stam, carrying food in your mouth, is not. And others hold that what's it called, that even stam carrying food in your mouth is kederech. But other things, not food, that's where the Mishnah says the thief is not kederach.
There's no pasuk for piv.
What?
Don't have a pasuk to teach us piv?
No. There, lechor, what's it called? Since we see the other ones, right, So now we have a gilui that wherever it's kederech is the same thing. What's it called? Also on your, on your head and on your shoulder. Okay, so some are mechalek between, on your head. Carry sins on your head. So the derech is to carry heavy things on your head, but not light things. Also it could be that if you hold the thing while it's on your head, it's a derech to carry like that. So some hold, if you hold the thing, whether it's light or heavy, or if it's heavy, even if you don't hold it, on your head is derech. And only if it's light and you're not holding it, right, then it's shelo kederech. And others hold, and the Rambam seems to say, that you need both tnoim. You have to, it has to be something heavy and you're holding it. Then you're chayev, if it's heavy and you're not holding it, or it's light, even if you are holding it, that's called shelo kederech. Okay. Okay, so the carry on your shoulder, your chayev, because that's the way they carried in the Mishkan, on their shoulders. And therefore, the Gemara adds another prat. If you carry on your shoulder above 10 tefachim, normally, what's it called, carrying above 10 tefachim Rishus HaRabim is a makom ptur. So if you throw something in Rishus HaRabim over 10 tefachim, you're not chayev. Right? You threw something, you picked up something in Rishus HaRabim, you threw it, and it was always over 10 tefachim, and then it came down. What's it called? It's your potter. Because your maver daladam is in a makom ptur. 10 tefachim above Rishus HaRabim is a makom ptur. That's only the gabe throwing. But if you carry it on your shoulder, what's it called? That's the way they did it in the Mishkan. And the shoulder is always above 10 tefachim. We'll see in 1 second. The thing was always above 10 tefachim. Umasa b'nei knasman. How do you know that the thing they were carrying was above 10 tefachim? Maybe it was below 10 tefachim. How do you know that the thing they were carrying was back above 10 tefachim? There's a machlokas also over here, whether it's only if you carry on your shoulder, that's why you're chayiv, but what if you carry in your hand above 10 tefachim? Some hold that in your hand is potter, just like zrika. And some hold, no, it's a special din by zrika. As long as you're holding the thing, mavir dalet amas and shusarabin, even in your hand, right, is no different than on your shoulder. Okay, so that's another machlokas. But on your shoulder for sure is chayiv. How do you know that when they carried things in the Mishkan on their shoulder, the things were higher than 10 tefachim? Deceive al hamishkan ve'al mizbeach saviv. It's makish mizbeach lemishkan. Okay, it compares the mishkan to the mizbeach. Ma mishkan asora amos, at mizbeach yud amos. Just like the mishkan was 10 amos high, the mizbeach was also 10 amos high. Mishkan gufei minolin. How do you know the mishkan was 10 amos high? Deceive esor amos orech hakerish. The krushim were 10 amos high. Uksiv ayifros esor al mishkan. The coverings were on top of the crushing. So the Mishkan was 10 tefachim high. The Omar Rav, 10 Amasai, right? 10 Amasai. The Omar Rav, Moshe Rabbeinu Parsa. Moshe Rabbeinu put up the covering over the Mishkan. He'd never lap. Okay? Mikana Talami, Govan Shalavim. So Moshe Rabbeinu was as tall as all the other Levim were. Esar Amos. He was 10 Amasai, Moshe Rabbeinu. And the other Levium were also 10 Amos. They were the ones who carried the arm. Ugemiri, so now the Levium were 10 Amos high. Okay, Ugemiri. The Chol Tuna, the Midli, Bemotos, Tilsim Le'el, Tre Tilsim Le'tachas. We have a klal that when you carry something on a stick, on a moat, on a, whatever it's called,
pole,
right? On a pole, so, and the pole's on your shoulder, right? Two-thirds of the of the weight is under, is down, and one third is high. In other words, you carry the pole is at the between the one third and two third mark, right towards the top third.
The thing you're carrying.
So two thirds of the thing you're carrying is below your shoulder, and one third is above your shoulder. Yishtachet to having midli tufa, right? So lemaisa it was much higher than 10 tefachim off the ground when they carried the mizbeach, right? Because lemaisa, if it was what's it called? If it was one third above and two thirds below, okay? And they were 10 amos high. Let's see Rashi says anyway. Maviro ba'aver b'yado ve'eno aksepo, right? If you carry something higher than 10 amos, even if you take it in your hand, Rashi says it's not on your shoulder. The gavoh min ha'aretz asara, and you're taking it and moving it in Rishus HaRabim, right? 4 amas, 10 tefachim higher than the ground. Ka'amar dimunach akseipo masnisen hi. Because the Mishnah says, what's it called? Akseipo is high. And that's, what's it called? For sure, higher than 10 tefachim. V'hadisnan hazorik balanaus v'kosel amalmi asorik hazorik ba'avir. If you throw something and it sticks onto a wall in Rishus HaRabim, you're potter, because it's makom p'tur. Alma ein l'malam yasor Rishus HaRabim, dafke zorik, only if you throw it. Abo maver chayiv, the olot naked has for Mishkan. But maver is chayiv, and others argue and say, no, it's only on your shoulder that you're chayiv, but any other way, throwing or taking your hand is potter. Asher ala Mishkan, bekloya chotzer mishtoi. It's going on the, what's it called, the chotzer, the hangings of the chotzer. At mizbeach gavoa yunamas. The mizbeach is also ten amas high. V'chutz rechusov v'bekloy shal yunamas rocha. Therefore, in order to keep the mizbeach hidden, right, it should be tzanua. They had to have 10 amas high of the chotzer. Had to be 10 amas high. Umani mekayim v'gimel amas kumas. So the Torah says that the mizbeach was 3 amas high. Misfas sove v'lamala was 3 amas higher than the sove, but total height was 10 amas. Umani mekayim v'komahe, right, the kloyim. Right, Ayla Chorit says that the Kloyim were 5 amas high, not 10. Nisfas Mizbeach Lamala. It was from the Sofa of the Mizbeach, and higher was another 5 amas, because they were 15 amas, the Kloyim. Right, and the Mizbeach was 10. So from the end of the Mizbeach up, the Kloyim were another 5 amas. Tachma Furish Mizlachim, Shoya Kloyim, Teslav Amas. The Kloyim were 15 amas high, the Mishkan itself was 10 amas high, and the Mizbeach was 10 amas high. Mikana Talami, because of the Shara Levium, Nomi Gviyat Emotion. We think now that all of the Levim were as tall as Moshe Rabbeinu. Tauta Malayel, the Kivin of Mizbeach Yudamas, since they carried the Mizbeach, which was 10 Amas high, but who knows, say, because if, and they carried on their shoulder, to deceive of Nekohos Lonosan, right, because Bakosef Yiso, they carried the Oren on their shoulder, Valavim Yudamas, and the Levim were 10 Amas high, Ki Madlu Le Tilsa Lamala Mi Rashehen, Min O Miksefa, when 1/3 of the Mizbeach, right, which was, what's it called, about 3 1/3, Amos, right, was above their shoulder. Nimtza gavoa min ha'aretz korav l'shlish shayun Amos. Davi tuva tve yosem min yutvachim. Right, it was higher than the ground, about 1/3 of 10 Amos. Right, the bottom of it was higher than the ground than 10 Amos. So the chorowatza called, you see that if you carry something more than 10 Amos high, and more than 10 tvachim high, I mean, it's higher than 10 tvachim, you're in Rishus HaRabim, you're higher. Only if you throw your potter. Now the Gemara says, the Iboyesema mi Aron. We learn it from the Aron. Okay? The Omer Mar, Aron Kisha, the Kaporos Tefach. The Aron was 10 tefachim high, 9 tefachim high, and the Kaporos was another Tefach. Harikan Yud. Right? So that was 10 tefachim. Okay? Now we're saying that the Levium all weren't so tall. Levium were normal to height. Okay? They were 3 amas high from their shoulder. Okay? Person is 3 amas high from his shoulder down, and he's 4 amas, if you consider his neck and his head, plus some other considerations. A lot of times the Gemara says a person is 4 amas. Not that he's actually 4 amas high. 4 amas would be about 8 feet. But it means with your head and your neck, and if you have to stretch or whatever, it comes out to be 4 amas. We'll see in one second where the Indian of what's it called, of 4 amas is. But 3 amas is without a head. That's why it says that the Bnei Haman were hanged on a tree, and there were each one was 3 amas, right? Because their heads were decapitated, so the melee were 3 amas. Hanging doesn't mean from their neck. Hanging means like a crucified. So they were each one was three amas. A mikveh, it says, is room shalosh amas, because you put your head down, right? So you don't have to, what's it called, your head is not there, right? You bend down a little bit when it goes in the mikveh. On the other hand, it says that when you bury somebody in an aron, you have to have 4 amas for a kuch, because you need part for the what's it called, the space between the head and the inside of the aron, and a little bit for the aron. So totally comes out to be 4 amas, because the head is there also, okay? The same thing goes hezekriah. You need a mechitza of 4 amas. The chorav person is only 3 amas. Why do you need 4 amas? Because with his head, he's close to 4 amas, and if he can pick himself up on his tippy toes, he can see over the thing. So you need 4 amas to make it higher than the person's head, the cloud. Okay. So therefore, whenever it says that a person is 4 amas, it's counting his head. Whenever it says a person is 3 amas, not counting the head. And it doesn't mean that the head is, and the head and the neck are an amma, right? But it means that you have other cheshbonos to make it, it's a fraction towards the fourth amma, and then you have to take in the other consideration. Okay, so now, what's it called? Viboy seima, log via levia. The lav mizbeach arminim. The levium weren't so tall. And we don't learn it from the mizbeach, which was 10 amas high. Right? So 10 amas, if they weren't 10 amas high, right, then the mizbeach was much closer to the ground than 10 tfachim. Right? It's only if they were 10 amas high that it's raised above 10 tfachim. But here, and they're saying the levium themselves were not so big. Right, only Moshe Rabbeinu was so tall, not the Leviim. The Lav Mizbeach, we don't learn from the Mizbeach. The Shema Leviim lo gavi el Zayin Amos. Maybe they're only 7 Amos high. They weren't so tall. Right, only 14 feet high, not 20 feet high. The Ein Mason the Mizbeach gavom in Aretz el Beis or Gimel Tvachin. And then the Mizbeach would only be two or three Tvachim above the ground. So you couldn't learn from the Mizbeach. May Aron Gomer Lar Belez. We learn from the Aron. Why? Because the Aron was 10 Tvachim. Right, and if you carry something that's 10 tefachim on your shoulder, so one third of it, which is what's it called, about three, let's say 3 tefachim, is above your shoulder, and 7 tefachim is below your shoulder. But a person is 3 amas high, right? So till his shoulder, so if he has 7 tefachim going down, it's still higher than 10 tefachim from the ground. Gemirei called the tuna midli mitmotos tiltim la'el v'trei tiltim la'ra ishtachach v'lamala miyur havekoi. So we see that the aron was totally higher than the, even if the levium weren't extra big, right, it's still more than 10 tefachim off the ground. Versus v'ligmar mimoshe, why don't we learn taka from Moshe? Dilma Moshe shani, that all of the levium were that high, maybe Moshe was different. D'amar mar, ina shchina shore el al chochem giber osher balkoma. One of the tznoyim, to be a navi, is you have to be an impressive person, a balkoma. So maybe Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the Av HaNeviim, he was a really big balkoma. He was 10 amas high. But the other Leviim weren't necessarily Neviim. They didn't have to be 10 amas high. Ishtakat Gomam Yudkoi, Tuva. Afilu Ein Goben Shomil Agim Amas. Even if the Leviim were only 3 amas till their shoulder. Kamonu, like we are. Hare Yudches Tvachim, right, that's 18 Tvachim. Right, 3 amas is 6 Tvachim per amas. And the Aaron only extended down from their shoulders 6 2/3 tefa. It's much higher than 10 tefachim off the ground. The ligmri Moshe sheporesh hamishkom v'nimtza the govin shel levim eser amos the nevath melevim no seam mizbeach. Why taka don't we learn? Why is this ibay seima that we don't learn from the levim and the mizbeach? The Omar mar meseches nedarim. That a Navi has to be a Balkoma, so maybe Moshe was different than the other Levim. They ask, Lechora, if Aaron was also 10 Amos high, how did he light the menorah? He had to go inside, and there was only, what's it called, 10 Amos high. And couldn't bend down, and what's it called, wasn't covered to do that. So they say that even if Moshe was big, Aaron wasn't so big. Aaron was, what's it called, was regular size. Aaron wasn't 10 Amos high. He was an exception. Omar Rab Mishum Rabchia Hamotzi Mosri B'Shabbos Al Rosho Chayv Chatas Shekein Anshe Hutzel Osen Kein. To carry something on your head on Shabbos, right? A basket on your head, you're Chayv. Because in Hutzel, that's how they used to carry things on their head, like the Arabs. The Anshe Hutzel Ruben the Alma, because they do it in Hutzel, that makes a derech of the whole world. Elei Itmar Hochi Itmar. You should read it like this. Omar Rab Mishum Rabchia Echom Midmei Hutzel Shotzi Mosri Al Rosho B'Shabbos Chayv Shekein B'nei Iro Osen Kein. If in Hutzel you carry something on your head, in the rest of the world it's not the derech to carry things on your head. Right? Like we said, that's talking about light things that you're not holding. That for sure is not the derech to carry on your head. Light things that you don't hold on to. Okay? Because they slip off. So we're talking over here about a light thing that you don't hold on to, or anything that you don't hold on to that's light, right? But heavy things could be, even if you don't hold on to them, they're what's it called, the sederech. Right, or heavy things that you hold on to at least as a derech. So we're talking over here of light things, and either that you're holding on to or not holding on to it based on the different shittas. Okay, so Mar says, but if you're in Hutzel, then the derech was to carry everything on your head and your chayv. So Mar says, since most of the world doesn't do that, So the fact that they do it in Hutzel doesn't make it a derech. It means that they do crazy things. Right? So it should be shul kederech. Eli itmar hachi itmar. You have to re-adapt it. You have to say it like this. Ha motzi mosi arosho potter. If somebody carries the kind of load on his head that's not kederech, your potter. Imtim shalom or anshi hutzel. And if you ask me, ein hutzel, they do it. Right? Osin came, but that's a kolodim. They're crazy people, right? So that doesn't make it kederach. It doesn't even make it kederach for them. They're also potter, Rashi. Anshe hutzu, how you know sin kadi mayim v'yayin or sheim, they ain't osim osom b'yadayim. So Rashi is mashma. They used to carry pitchers on their head, and they didn't hold on to it. Mashma, that if you'd hold on to it, that would be the derech. That Rashi holds that the ikar is if you're holding or not. Now how heavy the thing is. Others hold it depends how heavy it is, whether you're holding it or not. And some hold you need both to know him. Heavy and holding on, then it's kederech. Not heavy, even holding on is not kederech, right? And the heavy and not holding on is shalom kederech.